We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Dav Tzadikei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on top of Dav Tzadikei Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah said that Gozel Paru Muberes V'Yolda, Taloch is, they have to pay for the May Paru Haimedes Leilet. And we have Machlekes in the Gemara here, how much do you have to pay? Tanar Abonim, HaGozel Rochel V'Gozezo Paru V'Yolda. If you steal a Rachel, it's like from the sheep family, a ewe, it's called, and you took off the wool, you sheared the wool, and Paro V'yolda, you stole a cow, and it had a baby, a child. Mishalim Oysa, then Lamaisa, there's a shikul shinui on the wool, there's a shinui on that, technically speaking, because there, now it turned from being hair on a sheep to now being wool. Same thing with a paro, it turned from being a pregnancy into a small cow. So halacha is, Mishalim oysa ves gizoyseha ves vodoseha d'ra meir. You pay for everything. You give everything back. You give the paro back, you give the baby back, you give the wool back, whatever it is, you give everything, the entire thing back. That's the halacha. D'ra meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, gzeila chizeres be'ineha. You give back the gzela, which is the thing you stole. You stole a para, you stole the rochel, you return that. And not only you return that, you also have to pay for how much the value was when you stole it. When you stole it, it was pregnant already, so that has a certain value. You have to turn that as well in money. But whatever got better, whatever improved since then, that belongs to you. For example, the wool grew and then you cut it, so it's worth more now. That the ganav keeps that. The same thing with the yaldo, with the small cow. You keep the small cow. You just pay for how much the value is for a pregnant cow. So if you ever hear the pasuk shot, is because the shinu is kinda, and therefore you give back the animal because that there was no shinu on, and the rest of it you pay for the value of it. Different than Rameo, it says you pay for everything, all the shvach. You have to turn all the shvach. Rav Shimon Aimer, Royin Oysa Kiilu Hishuma Etzloi Bekesef. You look at it from the Shas Gzela, Kiilu, it was evaluated then how much the value is, and you return that. It sounds very similar to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the Gemara will ask on Oman Beis, what's the chiluk to Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon? So we have three Shitas here, but basically it's really two Shitas. Rav Meir holds, you return everything. Rabbi Yehuda says, you return whatever the value was, B'Shas HaGzela. So the Gemara, the first Gemara is going to declare now, what's Pshat HaRav Meir? What's Pshat HaRav Meir? Meir holds, you stole a pregnant cow. Now there's two cows, there's the mommy cow and the baby cow. You return everything. And the shaila is, Luchar, the baby cow, it's a shinui now. It's not the same thing. It's not a Uber anymore. It's a baby now. So the ganav was kind of a shinui. And Luchar, all he has to pay is Keshas HaGzela. So Boilu, my time with the Rameya. What's Pshad Rameya? Mishun Dukasova Shinu Mukaimai made. Either Pshad is because he argues on the whole idea of Shinui. Oy Dilma Ba'alma Shinu Kaina. Really, Shinu is Kaina. Vahacha Knosahu Dukakonis. Here they make Knas in the Ganav. It shouldn't be a Chayta Niska. He stole something. Now he's going to make money on the deal. If we make a Knas, we say, no, you have to return everything. But really, he would hold Shinu Kaina. So what's Nafkamina? In any case, we're saying now you have to return the whole thing. What's the difference if the reason is because Shinu is not kaina or because of Knas? Lamai nafkamina. Nafkamina is lahecha de kachasha makash. In a case where it went down in value, and if it went down in value, in a case where it's a Shinu, where it's a case where it doesn't go back to getting better, it's a type of case where it was old age, it went down in value, and it was a Shinu. So if you hold Shinu kaina, so then the halacha is that you have to pay for the value of what you stole. I can't just say Harei Shalach Menach, I can't just give it back because Lamaisa, now it's a different cow and you're kind of a Shina. Masha Inkin, if your Shina is not Koina, so I can say Harei Shalach Lefanach. So it's a big nafka mina, what's Pshat Rameya? Because here, it's worse to have Shinui Koina. So here, it really maybe holds Shina Koina, which is a Chumra. He holds Shina Koina. And the only reason before why you have to pay back all that gizis and vlados is because of a knas. Or if Pshat is, Shina is not koina, then in this case, he would also hold that Shina is not koina, I can say a reish al fanecha. That's a shayla. What's Pshat and Rameya? And there's an afkmina, like we just said. Toshma, come in here. Gozal behema, if he stole a behema, so there's Mishnah later on. Vizkina, it's Mishnah Tafsalik Vavim Beis. If someone stole a behema, Vizkina. And you kept it so long until it became an old animal. And now its value is, it can't even plow anymore, it's old. Avodim, someone stole Avodim, Viskino, it got older, it can't do work anymore. And now, they catch you, you have to return it. So can I just say, here it is? Because the mice, it's not the same thing as dough. The halacha is, Mishalim Kishas Akzela. So the Tanakhama says that you're kind of a shinui, and you pay Kishas Akzela, you pay the value of Kishas Akzela, which is a chumra, you have to pay for value of a strong behemoth, a strong eved, that's you have to pay. Rameh Oymer, no, depends. By Avodim Oymer La Reish Alfanecha. By Avodim, we could say, here it is. Vilu behemoth Kishas Akzela, Vilu behemoth Kishas Akzela, and behemoth you pay Kishas Akzela. That's what Rameh says. So Rameh argues on Avodim. He holds that Shina is not coined by Avodim. Why not? Because Avodim are similar to Karkoi. And Karkoi always a Hodra Ba'in because there's no Karka in Nixalis. So Rameh holds Avodim are like a Karka. But Behemoth, you say, Kishas Akzela. So it sounds like for Rameh, you're coined of a Shinoi. Because we say that the Chsav Rameh is Shinoi became Behemoth. If you hold Rameh holds Shinoi is not coined, I feel Behemoth Nami. Behemoth also say Rishal Fanach. You're not coined of a Shinoi. Ela lav shvamino, so must be see from Rameh who says they pay kishas akzela like upon him by behema. What do you see? Kishav Rav Meir shina koina. You see that shina is koina. I our brisa it says you have to give back all the gizas and vlados. V'ha'ocha knasu the kakanas here it's a knas. So it's a raya. We had a shaya. What's Rav Meir? Is Rav Meir hold shina is not koina or you hold shina is koina and as a knas? We see from here it is koina because you pay behema kishas akzela when it's his kino and it gets older when it gets worse. When it gets going and gets devalued, so then you pay back the money what it was with Shas Exel. See, Shina is kind of so must be Shad and our Brice is Knas. And for the Gemara, no, really, Rameya holds Shinoi is not kind of. And really, even by Behema, I say Reish Alfanecha. That's you could have said. Really, Behema and Evan say Reish Alfanecha because I'm not kind of. So what's it going on saying paying Shas Exel? Amri Rameh Ledevreim Ka'amaluhu Ledevreim Derabbanu Ka'amaluhu. He's saying Ledevreim Matanakam Ledevreim Derabbanu Lidi Di Shini Ani Koina Mi Ol Shini Is Not Koina Fil Behem Anami. So therefore Behem also you let us say Reish Alfanecha Elo Dechu Fi Yu saying Shini Koina Damri Di Shini Koina Oidu Limiyas at least be Moida Mi Ba'avda Degu Akari Dam at least Avadim be Moida that's like a Karka and there I can say Reish Alfanecha because there's no Kenya Vashinu there the Karka in Exelis. That's what Rameh Tana was. We're not saying his own shita. His own shita is that's not kind at all. He's saying both of Reish Alfanecha. He's saying even for you, hold that kina shina is kind of. Bottom line is even maybe you compare it to karka, but the maisa it still moves around and therefore it's similar to metalatim which could be stolen. So right now the Gemara did not bring a raya to Rameh because we made a dicha in it, but we're going to bring a raya. So we're still declaring what's from Rameh. Rameh says in our Braisa that you give back all the shvach, all the giz, everything that made money, give everything back. So what's the pshat? Is the pshat shina in the koina or he holds the knas? That's the question, Rameh. Toshima, we have a mishnah in Baba Metzia. A mishnah in Baba Metzia, mishnah later on. I'm not sure where this mishnah is. Maybe this mishnah later on in Baba Kama. But the mishnah vaita, Toshima, you give something to a uman to dye the wool for you. And the guy went ahead and did the wrong thing. The Uman, it's basically considered a mazik or a gneva on the hands of the Uman. Because you told him to make it red, but Tzavay Shachar, and he made it black. Or Shachar, or you told him to make it black, but Tzavay Adi made it red. That's, what's the halacha? He's responsible. Rameh Ha'imer, Noyusin Lloyd made Tzamrei. You have to, the professional, the dyer, the worker, the professional dyer has to pay back the price of the wool. And it seems that that's enough. Sounds like all you have to do is pay back the wool, the price of the wool. You don't have to give him back the shvach. That means it sounds like you're kind of b'shinu. The one who is mazik is kind of b'shinu. The one who stole it is kind of b'shinu. V'saka, this is Rameh talking here. If you also shina any koina, the meit samroi v'shvachoi boyel ma'isavloi, which means the loss of the mei is a little bit shver, which means to say like this: you should give back the wool itself. You took someone else's wool; it still belongs to him. You made it, you colored it, so the halacha is you should give it back to him. And even though now it's worth more, but you have to give it back to him. You can't charge him, and you have to give him back this wool. You give it back to him, because at the end of the day, some people like it black. You wanted a red, but some people like it black. So the halacha is that, so the fact is, it's worth a little more than a regular thing of wool, a regular tongue of wool. It's worth a little more. Who gets that extra value? So Rav Meir says, all you have to do is pay for the tzemer, and if I can sell this for extra dollars, say the tzemer is worth $100. I can sell it for $120, the $20 will go to me. But l'chayra, if you hold shina and a kaina, you should return it back to the owner. It belongs to him. V'yisagdat l'chasav Rav Meir shina ain't a kaina. He holds not kaina. If you hold shina is not kaina. So the Meir tzemer v'shachah b'le Meir shleish, you give back the whole tongue of wool to the owner. Elav shmamino, k'chasav Rav Meir shina kaina. It says obviously that Rav Meir holds shina kaina, and I, our Bryce that says he paid the gizus, the lodus, and everything. Well, knas who the kaknas shmamino. Here's the knas. So we're coming out that the vada Rav Meir holds that shina is kaina, like we see from this mishnah of tzvayla edam tzvayla shachar, that there you don't have to pay the mat samra, you kaina with the shina. And I before it said was saying pshat is also knas. That's the bottom line. Ike the Amri, some say, Holoi Bayalon, we never had a shiloh where Amei Shita was. Mid the Apik Rav, Vitani, because since Rav switched around that Mishnah before, and his girsa was like this, Goza Parah Vizkino, or Avodim Vizkinoi, you stole a behema and it got older, or you stole an Evan and got older, Masham Kshas Zeh Dibra Meir. Both of them pay Kshas Zeh Dibra Meir. Clearly, the old Shita is not Koina. Here you can't say L'Devrayim to anyone. He's the first Shita, and he owes both of them. The Allah is, you pay Kshas Zeh Dibra, you Koina both of them, Dibra Meir. B'cham Ayim V'Avodim 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 is in an Exel Zeh Dibra. So, Vadar Amei is Shina Koina. If you right where Rav learns the Mishnah, there's no question about it. Amei holds Shina Koina, it's a Beforish. There's no way to get out of that. Beforish Uriah. So that was never even the Shiloh of the Gemara. So we know Pshat is Shina Koina. V'hacham, Pshat in the Braisa that says, on top of the Amei, that a Gezel Rachel, a Gezel Parav Yolda, they pay, Misham Oysav, as Giza Seha, as Lila Seha, you pay all the Shvach, all the gains, it goes back to the owner. Ah, you're Koina Vashina, that's Knas. V'hacham Knas is the Konislav. So that wasn't a shayla. So what was the shayla? Kika abayalon, hachi abayalon. Our shayla is like this. Kika konis be mezid, av b'shege loy konis. Do we make a knas by mezid? And not by shege? Or do we make a b'shege nami konis? Or even by shege do you make a knas? And the question is like this. When someone makes a geneva b'shege, which we'll see example soon, do you make a knas on the ganev or not? Do you take away all the gains or not? That's the shayla of the Fira Meir. Because that's klar, if it doesn't amaze it, you pay a knas. You see from the case of Gozel Rachel v'Gozel, part of the Yaldo. Do you do it by Shoigig as well? That was the shayla of Meir. Vada he holds Shina Koina. And really, since Shina Koina, really, the Ganav should get the gains. But the question is, how far did you go with the knas? Dafka by Mazid or even by Shoigig? That was the question of the Gemara, shayla of Gemara. So let's try to bring a riot to that. Toshima. We learned in the Braisa Chamisha, Goivim Achrarim, there are five type of Chayvois that you collect from the Meshuchrarim and not from Meshubadim. Which means, Reuven owes money, people gotta come collect from Reuven. When they collect from Reuven, they only collect from Reuven's own liquid cash or his properties, but not from the things he sold. There are no liens on his properties that were sold. You cannot collect these things from Meshavadim. What are the five things? Beiluhain, peiros v'shvach peiros. Loosely attached means that sometimes Reuven owes someone peiros v'shvach peiros, which means in a case where Reuven stole something, he sold it to someone else, that guy did major capital improvements to it, and then it was found out that he sold the Brooklyn Bridge, this Reuven. So they took it away from the buyer. Now the buyer comes back to Reuven and says, look, you owe me, first of all, you owe me the purchase price that I paid for the property, for the Brooklyn Bridge, and you also owe it for the improvements. So the halacha is that the principal price that you go from Meshavadim, Reuven has had no money left, everyone's taking money from him, you owe Meshavadim. But for the Paris and Shvach Paris, they made a takana d'rabban, you don't collect from the Meshavadim, because there's no way someone who buys Reuven could even imagine how much he owes when these type of things, because they're not clearly defined. So peiros v'shvach peiros, the halacha is you collect from dafka meshuchrarim, not from Meshavadim. V'makabel of lozman ishtoi, someone's makabel to support his wife's children, also same thing, there's no way to know the exact amount, you don't go Meshavadim. V'get choyv sheba chrayis, that's a simple one. If you have a star choyv that doesn't have a chrayis, it doesn't say that the properties are Meshavad, so then you can't go to the Meshavadim. V'ksubis ishtoi also sheba chrayis, there's no chrayis in it, then you don't go to Meshavadim. So those are the five things. So we're trying to analyze now back. Remember, we're trying to analyze for our mayor if there's a din knas by shagig. So we got to get there. So this is the brisa. Now man sham le dom achrayis lav tov sefahu. Who is the man that holds that every star choyev is not automatically meshubed the mechassim on meshubed, and you have to write it. So who's that? Rameyer. It's Rameyer who holds that achrayis lav tov sefahu. Because the other man that holds that if you don't have it doesn't say in the star that all my nechassim on meshubed, it's a mistake. Avada you want to meshabed all your nechassim, but Rameyer holds no. That the issue to think is the star choyev without achrayis nechassim. Achrayis is not a toyu sefer. If it's not there, you don't say it's a mistake that was missing. So this brisa obviously is Rameyah, because it's saying such a thing as a star choyev shem achrayis. It's obviously Rameyah. And what does it say in this brisa? Viktani peiris shvach peiris. There's a case of peiris and shvach peiris. Now what's the case? Shvach peiris echidomi. What is the case? Goin shegozel sodom achaveray. Someone stole a field. We called him Reuven. Reuven was the ganav. He stole a field from his friend. Umokalache, he sold it to the buyer. The buyer came in with his capital improvements, v'shpicha, he made it better. And now, the old real owner comes and says, pulls out the deed, and he said, the title, and this is mine. And the whole thing, with the improvements, left his hands. So then, when this buyer goes back to Reuven to collect, what's the halacha of the price? Like we spoke out, tapa on my base. Goyva is a kerem and a chasim b'shavad. We collect the principal from the chasim b'shavad, and it's a shvach from the chasim b'chayim, and the extras from the chasim b'chayim. So now, what happened here? The osabal ara, the original owner came with shokel ari v'shvach. He took the land and the shvach. Why are you taking the shvach away from the buyer? It's his shvach. He's the one to put it in. Why is the nigzal taking that? So it sounds like we're going to Ramey. Remember, Ramey was seen a kaina. So the chayra, I was kaina my shvachim. Why are you taking it? Teretz is we hold the knas. Now the question is, the chayra, why are we being make a knas on the guy? Teretz is it must be that he should have figured out that it was stolen, but he doesn't know that. My la v'amaoris leyoda the karkin exelis. He doesn't know that. The problem is karkin exelis. Are you in exelis? He doesn't know this idea. Vafilochi ka'osi bal karka v'shokala v'shokha. Remember, we're trying to make a raya that even by shaygig, according to our mayor, you'll make a knas. So it sounds like over here, even a shaygig. Why? Because we're assuming here the guy knew something. Like Tosha speaks out on the bottom of Amaralev that if the guy knew nothing, you wouldn't take it. There wouldn't be a knas even if it was amazing because he doesn't know anything. It's like kainis. He has no idea. Talking to the guy, obviously knows something fishy. What?
And he separated
the two. No, the guy knows that something was stolen here. The guy knows something. The guy didn't do
nothing.
He knew nothing that he don't take a shvach. That's the halacha.
How you separate the guy plow the field? How you separate the plow field?
No, you don't separate the plow field. You take the field. You have to pay him for any capital improvements put in. Plow whatever it is. The buyer, the old real owner, that's paying for anything they do. Yeah, the guy put up a fence. He put up a fence. He put up four houses, six sheds. You pay for that. You don't take it. But here, we're saying you take it. You take everything. Why you take everything? Because it's a knas on the guy. Why is there a knas on the guy? So we're assuming the guy knows it, and we're assuming also, but he doesn't know the halacha so good. So he's a shaygig. And we still see make a knas. My love, I'm a horas, the yoda, the kak and exalus and exalus. And he's a shaygig, and we still take it away from him. Take away from him. We see you make a knas by a shaygig. We're talking about a guy who's a Talmud Chacham, he should have known better, and he went ahead and took it anyway. So in such a case, when the Taka make a knas, and the Shvach goes to the Nigzal, because he should not have bought this and taken this field, because he should have known that there's an Isser Gzela. So from here it's not a Raya that you make a knas by Shaykh. Toshima, and this will be the final Raya, and this is a Bryce that we have before, a Mishnah we have before. Toshima, Lutzvoya loy adoim with Tzavay Shachar. You gave the Uman to make it red and you made it black. Shachar with Tzavay Adoim. Rameya Oim and Noisloy to make Tzamroy. You pay for the Tzemer and you're kind of a Shinui. Now, why don't you, this is my fact tomorrow, the made Tzamroy in, the made Tzamroy Shachar loy. Why don't you have to return the whole thing? Why make a Knas on him? They have to return the whole thing. Even though Shinui kind of, but make a Knas. Besides that, the Meshoggy Nami Konis, if you're a Meshoggy Zosso Knas, you should give back the whole entire tongue of wool with the extra improvements of making it black or red. Allah shmami no, but mezid konis, you only make a knas by mezid b'shoygel konis shmami no. By shoygel you don't make a knas shmami no. Like Rashi speaks out, So why is this a shagig? Zog Rashi, interesting Rashi, three lines from the top. Tzva'oi, shagig chashav lei. Why? The ike inche tuva, a lot of people, the loyoda, the osel shanis, the divisha abayis. They don't know, they now change the divisha abayis, the pella. But that's what Rashi says. Here it's called a shagig. That, and therefore, you see, you don't make kanas by shagig. So the bottom line is, there are mayor holds, shinu is koine. And that's across the board. Now there are exceptions that if he's amazed, we take away everything from him. If a guy steals something and he makes it better, or he steals a para and has a baby, or he takes the wool off and he makes it into coats and everything, you got to return everything. Why? Because it's a knas. Even though be'etzem shinu koina, but still is a knas, according to our mayor, there is a knas on the shinu koina, but it's only a knas by mezid and not by shoygeg.